Good evening. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic does have priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So at this point, do we have any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be, I believe, October 20th at 7:30 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net control not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find our preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. Alrighty, this is KC2YXM. I am now looking for any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations. Please come out. I am now listening for EchoLink check-ins. Are there any stations on EchoLink who would like to join us this evening? I will pause for 15 seconds.
This is KC2ICQ, Corona, California. Good evening.
Oh boy, KC2ICQ from California. I didn't catch your name.
Name here is Doug Delta Oscar Uniform Golf.
Alrighty, Doug, you're on the list, and I will pause again for a moment to see if we have any other EchoLink stations.
Hey, Kathy, this is KD2FPM, Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in from Oneonta, New York through the EchoLink system, and I believe I'm the last one in the queue.
Alrighty, Kevin. Gotcha. And we're going to back up to the top to Doug. Well, I'm sure you're not in a 30-degree mark like we're close to here.
No, 85 here and sunny today. We're hoping and keeping our fingers crossed that this weekend we get a little rain. We'll have a little offshore disturbance. We'll see what happens. Hopefully it'll make its way inland to where I'm at here in Riverside County. Anyway, hope everybody's doing well, keeping warm and keeping dry with all that nasty hurricane weather we got back there on the East Coast. We're keeping our prayers out to all you out there, too, for that. It can be really nasty stuff. Everybody have a great evening. God bless and take care. From Doug, KC2ICQ, Corona, California, 73.
Well, Doug, thanks for joining us this evening. Wow. Well, we're in the Adirondack Mountains, unfortunately, what the people are facing in the Carolinas and such, but we probably will just get rain and some wind, so that'll be good. And we're at a steady 40 degrees here, so. Well, thank you for joining us. Great to hear you in. All right, next up is Kevin James. How are you today?
Hey, good evening, Kathy, a good evening to Doug out in California, and a good evening to everyone else that's listening. This is KD2FPM, Kevin James, right here in Oneonta, New York. Yeah, getting ready for my weather broadcast that I'll be doing all weekend, Saturday and Sunday on the Adirondack Praise Network out of the Utica area. Boy, I'll tell you what, watching Joaquin and trying to keep an idea of where that system is going to go, looks like right now the latest models are showing it's following the European trail, which is taking it out to the ocean and away from us, which is a wonderful thing. The only problem is right now we're kind of stuck in some cool air, which we've been lucky so far, so not too bad otherwise than that. Fall foliage report, looks like the Adirondacks, especially in the high peaks, are at peak, and the Catskills over into the Finger Lakes looks like we're about 30 to 50% of color. Mohawk Valley looks like it's still a lot of green with just spurts of color here and there, so check me out tomorrow on the radio, and I tell you what, I will say I'm trying to stay warm here. It's 44 degrees with some clouds here in Oneonta, and I'll say 7-3, KD2FM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin. Well, thanks for joining us. Thanks for the autumn leaves report. Yeah, that rain, it's still rain. We had kind of knocked them off the trees, but we took a trip into Syracuse today, and they're beautiful. Oh, there's so many different colors. All righty. This is KC2YXN for the net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
M2PFM, good evening.
KD2AIT, good evening.
WA2U.
KC2IXV.
Okay, we recognize George, Jeff, John, and Lenny. All right, we'll go to the top of the list. George, how are things with you today? Has your mom returned home?
Oh, that is a negative. That's not going to happen for some time. After getting the big brush off and, you don't know the right people's kind of political garbage, I finally discovered that the one you're supposed to go to first of all with anything is not your state senator. It's your assemblyman. You're never supposed to go over your assemblyman's head on anything at first. And amazing, when I was told by a local politico here that procedure, within 24 hours things started happening. So now in 2 weeks, finally the weather is coming from the state to do the house inspection here. And hopefully that'll be the first step to her getting back here with a health aid. And then the next thing will be to get her into either nursing home daycare or the adult daycare in Colgan. If they do get their Medicaid certification, it'll probably be the right time. It'll probably be there. So as they suddenly said, "Oh, you learned fast!" And as they said, I officially got my PhD now in Lewis County politics. Just amazing. Now, let's put it that way. I don't want to say too much on the air for obvious reasons. So that's what's going on. We had a range today of 37 to 50 and 42, and I just started the wood stove up again. Probably keep that chugging all night now. So with that, we'll say God bless and 73 is M2PFM clear.
Okay, George. Well, thanks very much. We'll keep your mom in prayers. And, yep, knowing who to talk to, when to talk to them is very important. Yeah, unfortunately. All righty. Up next is Jeff. Are you in your yurt?
Good evening, everyone. KD2AIT. Oh, negative. Not in the yurt tonight. We're going to go to the Polar Express tomorrow, so staying up here for the night. And it's cooling out. I finally brought in some of the plants that we bring in the wintertime and put on the lights in here. Got one of those grow lights in here, so I can keep some of the plants that we like the rosemary plants and stuff, keep them alive here until we get back to springtime weather. We don't have to worry about frost anymore. Anyway, not a lot going on here. We worked today, and we had
went up to Utica too, and I had to get a dentist appointment. We had to get a few things, and won my Bass Pro again just to see if I could get lucky. And sure enough, they had another, they had two more bricks of 22, and I happened to be there with the wife, so I was able to sell one per person. So I was able to get two of them, and I feel like I'm stocked up now. You never know. For a while there, you couldn't get 22 ammunition for months, and that's our primary target shooting round there to kind of keep your accuracy up. But anyway, we got some of that today, and we went back to work here for a bit, and we're going to be heading to bed here in a little while. And, we got a lot to do at the festival tomorrow. And, friend of ours has a booth that we help them out with. And we're also planning on getting something to eat over there at some of the local establishments. Anyway, KD2 AIT back in that control.
Okay, Jeff, yeah, the Boonville Art Festival. Yeah, that sounds like fun. And I wish you best. I hope it doesn't rain. It's kind of iffy, but good. Yeah, we went to the Barn Fest last weekend here in Remsen, and that was a blast. It was lots of fun. Alrighty, next on our list is WA2U.
WA2U. Well, I'll say good evening to everyone on frequency, those out there listening and those tuning in. Good to hear Lenny. Haven't heard Lenny in a while, so kind of a special treat this evening. Had a nice trip into Syracuse, and it was reminiscent of all the traffic. I go, boy, I don't miss any of this. You're on one of the thoroughfares, and it's probably within 5 minutes more traffic that goes by here in 6 months, so it's kind of interesting. And everybody's in a rush, but we weren't down there during rush time, either in the morning or in the afternoon. We got out of Dodge, as they say. So, nice trip and accomplished a few things. And, Jeff, yeah, that's a great round for plinking. Everybody has their favorite plinking round. I was looking at some ammo the other day. Boy, it's definitely not plinking. We were talking about that S&W. And there's some stuff out there. It's $5 a pop. Can you imagine just sighting your rifle and you go through? That's amazing. And for those who are wondering, the 500 S&W, they've got it set up now so they can put it in a Thompson Contender. So that really fits the bill for a Land Cannon. I would think it was kind of an interesting read in the Outdoor Life. And tomorrow, I'm not sure, let's hear Jeff going to the Arts Festival, and I'm with another friend, Mark, and I, we're going to the Concrete Ready Mix and Pour Festival at the camp, and we're going to work on this. You know, we didn't want to do this when it was too warm out, so we waited for more of a cooler temperatures and drizzly weather, and that's probably what it'll be tomorrow. That seems like what happened when we put the other piers in. So I'll bring some warm water as we huddle around the water vat to keep warm. But if we get this one other pier in, then we'll be all set. We can work around the temperatures, but that's what's on the agenda, at least for early tomorrow morning. And then we'll see what the rest of the weekend brings. So I'll turn it back to Nat. I just want to mention, I'm not sure if KC2GQR or NA2A have a website, but if anyone's interested, our email address is campfiresmoke2@yahoo.com. It's campfiresmoke2@yahoo.com. They recently put the latest...
Okay, this is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, and next on our list is Lenny. And Lenny, I have to apologize about the Romanesco, but go ahead, Lenny.
Well, hi, Kathy. It's awful nice to hear your voice. You know, when you guys transmit, half the time somebody's jamming you, so maybe I'll get half the conversation. But yeah, that Romanesque, I'm confused. We even asked a professional farmer down here, and he says, we don't know what's going on. Do you have any ideas?
Not a one. My broccoli did poorly, however, so I don't know if it was the year, and I kept it covered to keep the cabbage moths out, so I have no idea.
Don't know what you said. You got jammed 90%.
Okay, I hope you get it. I'll be a little quicker. I have no idea. My broccoli did poorly also.
Yes, it did. And the corn, the tassels came out way too early before the female parts sprouted, so by the time the female sprouted, the tassel, the pollen was all gone. I had very stunted ears. This was a funny year.
Some things did really well and some things did poorly, so, but our tomatoes did good, so. How are other things with you, Lenny?
Zero copy.
It was an odd year. Some things did well, other things did not, so it was kind of one or the other, so. How are things, other things with you?
Guess I'll have to let you go. You got jammed 100%. Anyway, thanks for letting me in. This is KC2IXD.
Lenny, I'm sorry about that. We were making an adjustment. How is this now?
Good copy.
Okay, we've just bumped it up to high power, lower power, I thought we were ahead. But what I said was some things did really well and then some things did poorly, so it was one or the other.
Yes, that's for sure. But we're making up for it on apples. I got apples.
Excellent. Excellent. Yep, we're in low power, but good. Very good. Yeah, we got some today, so, well, excellent. Good for you. How are other things with you?
I have been very, very busy all summer. Some radio work and tons of lawnmower work, so I was never idle.
Okay, Lenny, well, that's great, and thank you for joining us this evening, and always to you at 73. Alrighty, I am now, this is KC2YXM for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for further check-ins. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this point? Okay, before I close this evening, I'll do my Friday evening chuckle. So here we go. Jesus took a Unitarian out fishing, and the Unitarian accidentally dropped an oar into the water and watched as it floated away. Jesus stepped out of the boat, walked across the water, and retrieved the oar, grabbed it, and walked back to the boat, and they could paddle on. The next day, a friend asked the Unitarian if he had enjoyed his fishing time with Jesus. Unitarian said, it was okay, but would you believe that guy can't swim? All right, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net. I would like to thank Doug, Kevin, George, Jeff, John, and Lenny for joining us this evening. And we will now turn the repeater to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank everybody who tuned in and all the listeners out there as well. Everybody have a very safe and enjoyable weekend, and we'll talk to you down the line. This is KC2YXN, clear.
This is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of Echolink on this repeater. It's much appreciated. I will hopefully catch you guys tomorrow night on the 9 o'clock net. 7-3, KD2FPM is clear.
Stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome, of course. And again, please wait till the tail drops on your repeater. Maybe even give it a couple seconds after that. And hopefully the Rochester repeater will drop in time. Stations, come in, please.
KD2AIT, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, somebody keeps keying up the Rochester repeater. Not to see if I've got anybody down there that can do it for me here tonight. Sorry about that, folks. 7-3, have a good evening, good day tomorrow. And I'll see if somebody's who's JUV, I think, is there. KA2-7-7.
Good evening, this is W2JUV for I-10, Nida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Would any stations like to check in this evening?
This KD2AIT, good evening. No traffic.
KD2AIT, good evening. Thanks for checking in. Any others out there to check in with tonight's version of Octane? This is Octane. Looking for all stations to check in. I-10, Nida County, Traffic Emergency Net, looking for all stations, with traffic or without. Hey, one final call for I-10. Are there any stations out there that would like to check in with this evening's edition of the net? Please come now. Okay, hearing none additional. Thanks to those who did check in. This is W2JUV, clear of the repeater, returning to 145.17.